Today's DAP is DAP Tet Zayin, and we ended off with talking about Tzidkiyahu, and it's actually interesting. There's a Girsa change I should have done yesterday, Ushlishi le-Toldot and Revi'i le-Malchut, because in the Pasuk it says Shlishi Tzidkiyahu Revi'i Shalom. We said actually Tzidkiyahu is Shalom. That was Rabbi Yochanan's statement. So the Gemara says, well, why was he called Tzidkiyahu? Why was he called Shalom? What was his real name? Again, we've seen this with you before. Tzidkiyahu Shitzidak Alavatadin. Meaning, there's two different explanations regarding this, but we've said this before that it was that Nebuchadnezzar tzidek alav adin, because it says, "Kam im Hashem yatzdik alech et adin im tergrobi," if you rebel against me. That was the reference. Shalom, why? Shebi'amav shalma malchut David. That was completed, if you like, the malchut Beit David in his days. So lo shalom havashmei, lo tzidkiyah shayvashmei. That wasn't his name. Elamat naya. His name is Maya. How did he get this? Menoch Melech Bavel et Matnaya Dodo Tachat VeGomer. And the critical part is, if you have to keep reading the pasuk again, Tachtav. Sorry, Vayasev et Shmo Tzidkiyahu. Right. So you see, the name of Matnaya was changed to Tzidkiyahu, so that was really his name, Matnaya. Okay. Amashuach b'shem ha'mishcha. So the Gemara says this is referring to the Mashuach. Is going to be Shem Al Mishka, the Kohen is Mashuach B'Shem Al Mishka, and that was in Binyan Rishon. Lemuru Magadim, he gets that is in Binyan Beit Acharon when they didn't have the Shem Al Mishka. That's how they were appointed position. But Atik Haidamar Rav Shmuel Bar Ina B'Shem Rav Acha. Chamisha Dvarim Ayah Beit Mikdash Acharon Chaser Min Rishon. There were five things that were lacking in the second Beit Hamikdash that they had in the first. How do we know this? What's the pasuk really? My time because alu ahar vaveten etz. This is again in Sefer Chagai, but you have to see the end of the pasuk, and it says uvanu bayit ve'ertze bo ve'echavda amar Hashem. Echavda kibir ona, however, is ve'echavda is written with a chaser hey. It's missing a hey. That's indicative of the five dvarim, the five things shabbat bayit acharon chaser min Hashem that were missing. And what were they? They were the Esh, the fire that came from Shemayim, that miracle there. The Aron was missing. The Urim and Tumim were missing as well. The Shemana Mishcha, the anointing oil, that's why they had to Mumrul Magadin, that's what relates to Asugya. And also Ruach HaKodesh. Okay? Ruach HaKodesh as in Nevuah. So the Gemara now says, Tani Kohen Mashiach. Now, this whole piece, really to the end of the daf today, is sugyas we've seen is pretty much, well, I wouldn't say word for word like Masechta Megillah, but we're going to make it word for word. That's how most of the Mefarshim Metakan as we go along the way. So we're going to bring Perushim we saw Reb Chaim at the time to make sense of it as well. So the Gemara says, Tani Kohen Mashiach Mevi Par, Emru Bagerim Mevi Par. As we explain, the Kohen Mashuach Milchamas, you can add, sorry, not Milchamas, later on. The Kohen Gadol that had the anointing oil, he's the one that brings a special power. We've been discussing, this has been the topic of this last few Mishnah, or even Prakim, whereas if he's only Murubah Magadim, he doesn't. The Gemara says, but that's like not like Shita Rebbe Meir. We're learning now Rebbe Meir's cholik on that even a Murubah, pardon me, Murubah Magadim would bring this power, this special power, the special bull, if he again rules in mistakenly to himself, for himself regarding a detail of a mitzvah, the punishment of the kara, and then follows that ruling and violates it. Okay. So my time, the Rebbe Meir. So why do Rebbe Meir say even a pasuk of Megadim? Because it says Mashiach in the pasuk. Well, it says its actual pasuk doesn't just say Mashiach. It says im ka kohen Mashiach. So Mashiach, I understand. Why do I have to say matzah kohen as well? So here we're gonna do girsa changes as we go along. So bear with me. It says means that's lirabot. That's coming to include the Merubah Begadim. That comes to include, so I'm not sure what you have in front of you, but maybe you have to drop a few lines. That includes the Merubah Begadim. So you've got Mashiach HaKohen, HaMashiach HaKohen. HaKohen includes also Merubah Begadim. That also brings a special power. Well, my time with the Rabbanan, what's the opinion of the Rabbanan? Mashiach, the reason why I said you had to say Kohen, because if it's a Mashiach on its own, Yichol Zeh Melech. Talmud Lomar, Kohen. Oh, so Mashiach is talking about the anointed Kohen, Kohen Gadol. E Kohen Gadol, you think it even be the Merubah Begadim? Talmud Lomar, no, that's why they had Mashiach. So it's specifically the Kohen, it's Mashiach, the Kohen Mashiach. I mean, the Kohen Gadol that had the anointing oil, who would bring the special power, as we said, of it's discussing, and not the Kohen in times of Sinai, times of the second Beit HaMikdash, Merubah Begadim. Gemara says, oh, maybe Yachol Mara Be'af Mashuach Milchama, he was a Mashuach Milchama, the one who's anointed, the Kohen used to go out and speak to the troops when they were out to war. That special quite called the Kohen Mashiach Milchama. He's also anointed, isn't he? So maybe he would bring a special bull as well. Tamalomar HaMashiach. Meaning with a hey, you got Mashiach, but it's with HaMashiach, She'ein HaGabah Mashiach. Meaning there's the anointed, meaning there's no other anointed one above him. So that's really not the Mashiach Milchama, because above him is the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, one second. Machlif HaShidre the Rabbanan, it's a difficulty with Shidre Rabbanan. HaChaktiv Mashiach, HaChaktiv Mashiach. In other words, hachat amarnak situation, it says Mashiach is coming to exclude the Kohen Merubah Begadim from this special power. But when it comes to the Aserit Ha'efah, the special korban that the Kohen brings, Kohen Gadol, I should say, brings every day, that one, in that when in the context there, you say that it's coming to La'arabot, even if it's the Kohen Gadol that wasn't anointed, just put into the position by adding this extra garments, he would bring it. So is Mashiach coming to include or exclude that? It doesn't seem to be consistent. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Hillel, kol midrash linyano. That really they all, it's important that it's in the understood in the context of which the drash is, in terms of how this word is Mashiach is going to be utilized or what it implies. So here again, Nishina Nuscha on the side, and inserts the piece it brings here that is in Masechta Megillah. So I'm going to read it to you. L'taman kol ha'parsha amu ba'aron. There, the whole parasha is talking about Aron HaKohen. Right? Le'ezu davar ne'emar kohen. So what is kohen coming to? That's l'rabot ha'meruah begadim. That's referring to the special Aseret Teyfah. So that's where it's going to come in to include. But amhacha eina parsha amurah ba'aron. It's not clear it's referring to Aaron. Okay? As it says, ilu ne'emar Mashiach, had it just said Mashiach, back to what we have in the Gemara. Ve'lo ne'emar kohen, and didn't say kohen. Hayiti Omer, now here you can drop down four lines because that's exactly what we do when we learn Masechta Megillah. We skip the next four lines. I would have thought it refers to the Melech. Okay? In other words, had it not said Kohen, the Lashon is HaKohen HaMashiach, it just said HaMashiach, I would have thought that this parasha is also talking about Mashiach. Who's a Mashiach? That's a Melech. So Im Tomar, Kfar Kadma Parshat HaMelech, if you say, but well, didn't the parasha discuss about the special Korbanot of Melech that it brings a Seir instead of Seirah? So why would I think there's another parasha talking about the Melech? Hayit Omer, I would think Al Helem Devar maybe parashkiot or Maaseh maybe Seir. I would have thought that they're two different contexts, because the previous context is talking about a genuine Shkaga, and this parasha is talking about, this section is talking about Al Pi Hora'ah, following mistaken ruling. So I would have thought both parashiot refer to a king, and then the whole din of following mistaken personal Hora'ah is not talking about the Kohen Gadol; it's talking about the king as well. So, Havitzurach, that's why to say, Shomar Mashiach, but Tzurach Lomar Kohen. That's why in this parasha, you need Mashiach and Kohen to speak specifically talking about the Kohen Gadol, to the exclude, that's Mashuach, and to the exclusion of a Kohen to Merubah Begadim. Because I need to know it's all about a Kohen. But in the other parasha, meaning when it comes to the Aseret Teyfah, there already the parasha was already talking about the Kohen. So, why don't you say, the extra, they had to mention the extra ribui, the ribui Mashiach is coming to, it must be that Mashiach Kohen is coming to actually merabeh the Merubah Megadim. Okay? What's that? Kohen Mashiach. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, now, Amrav Yochanan, Avar vehevi Asira Teifa, if he nonetheless brought Asira Teifa, shelo then kasher, meaning, and not just kasher, but it is that the even that it would exempt, if you like, the Kohen Mashiach. Now, just to get the context of this, let me just check this one thing. Meaning, Kohen Mashiach she'avar me'avodato, he's no longer going to, and nonetheless, hevi aseret teifah mishelo, then b'dieved would be kasher. Fine, that was what it was saying. Next. Matkininu, now this takes us back now. This is still all, these sugs are all from Megillah, but I'm conceptually I'm saying it brings us, this next bit brings us, if you remember, brings us to discussing the Yom Kippur. It says, Matkininu Kohen Acher Tachtav Shemirah B'Psul. If you remember that the Kohen Gadol had to be separated from his house 7 days prior to Yom Kippur in preparation, the special was a din d'oraita really, that he has to be separated before Yom Kippur for 7 days. And they would also set aside, if you like, a special another Kohen. In case the Kohen Gadol, as a standing Kohen Gadol, if you like, I guess there was some psul that happened to the Kohen Gadol. We'll learn some cases about it soon. That this central deputy can stand in, can step in. So the question is, would they also separate him? They'll be separated along with him? Meaning, would there be like chevrusas set aside? The Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Chagai, Moshe, Moshe, again, that's a Lashon Shvuah. There's a concern if we miyachad them together, the Kohen Gadol with his, person who's about to, standing ready to take his place, it might create so much eiva, so much animosity, that it could drive them, if they're biyichud one another, to end up killing it. It's incredible. We're talking about Kohen Gadol here. Okay? But nonetheless, that's the power, position, kavod, all these things. There's a risk. There's a risk even then. Okay? Now, it says, oto, meaning the standing Kohen Gadol, the potential backup, if you like, they wouldn't anoint him. Now it's interesting, Reb Chaim said this is actually because the pasuk says oto, meaning he mashach oto, he's anointed. So even though it looks like it's a drasha used to exclude mina doraisa anointing this deputy Kohen Gadol, nonetheless, Reb Chaim says it's actually a it's not really a drasha gemura, but the whole reason why they wouldn't do this again mishum eva. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar once again mitnei eva, which is the continuation of the Gemara, really. So Avar ze v'shimesh ze. Okay, Harishon Kedusha. So what happened? Something happened to the Kohen Gadol. The stand-in stood in, and that Kohen Gadol then was okay after. So it says Kol Kedusha Kon Alav. So the original Kohen Gadol, back to Kohen Gadol, and Hashem in Kosher lo lo Kohen Gadol v'lo Kohen Olah. He can no longer function as a Kohen Gadol or a regular Kohen, neither. He can't function as a Kohen Gadol because of Mishul Eva. Again, you kind of have two people side by side here, acting Kohen Gadol. Okay? And the animosity there, we don't want that. However, he can't go back to being a regular Kohen because Malim v'Kodesh, Ein Moridim. I think Rabbi Yisrael mentioned this last year. Okay? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avar v'avad avodota k'shera. But if he ends up doing avoda, his avoda would be k'shera. Now, the question is, avodata shel mi. The question here, avodata shel mi, is this deputy Kohen Gadol, and when he has to bring the power in Yom Kippur, it has to be his own power, correct? But whose is it from now? He's a standing Kohen Gadol, but the original Kohen Gadol is meant to bring it. So whose power is it? Is it the original Kohen Gadol's or his own? Who funds it? So in Shemin Amada, you can learn from the following case. Ma'aseh b'bin ala mitzifrin she'ira keri b'yom kippur, b'kohen gadol b'yom kippur. There was an incident, unfortunately, where the Kohen Gadol had a seminal mission, and therefore he couldn't act in the Kohen Gadol. And v'nichnas b'bin ala v'shimesh tachtav, and the deputy stood in. Who was his b'bin ala? So Yatsa va'amar lemelech, and he went to the king and asked the king, Parva ayola makriv mayom, mishel mihem krevim, mishili o mishem kohen gadol. Who funds now this power? That's whose korban is it really? That the power and the seir and kibur, is it mine or the kohen gadol's? Now from this story, the question he's really asking is, am I now the permanent kohen gadol? You can see this from their reaction. The reaction is, and he understood exactly what that coded message was. Because what he's saying is, if it's now I'm funding it, then it is mine. That meaning, I am now the Kohen Gadol going forward, not just a temporary stand-in. Because if it's, so much more we learn from this case, that the temporary stand-in doesn't, it comes from the power of the actual real Kohen Gadol, funded by him. Okay, so Amar lo, in any event, the king says, Lo dayecha shimash l'sha'achad, is enough for you that you serve us before HaKadosh Baruch Hu 1 hour, 1 moment. Mimishama olam, is it enough for that? V'yada ben alam shehusam kohen gadol. He understood from that moment that he was, if you like, removed from the position. He was no longer kohen gadol. Okay.
Why is this a question for the king to answer?
No, that's exactly the point. It isn't a question for the king to answer. Because... Yeah. So what he was doing, since the appointment of the Kohen Gadol is in the hands of the king, he termed the question that way as a question is, am I now the permanent Kohen Gadol? That's why I was asking the king, because it's in the king's control to determine who the Kohen Gadol is. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's why he was asking the question in that way, meaning is, am I funding it now? Meaning, am I now the permanent Kohen Gadol? Is it still, am I just a temporary? That's how we learn from this case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, fair. So, Ma'aseh b'Shimon ben Kimchit, she yatzah l'tayel. He was a Kohen Gadol, Shimon ben Kimchit, she yatzah l'tayel im ha-melech ha-aravi, a non-Jewish king. Erev Yom Kippurim, im chashecha towards evening. V'nitzat sinra shel rock, and a bit of spittle came out, al begadah b'timel, v'timotam made him tameh. Okay, so unfortunately now he couldn't be the Kohen Gadol. V'nichnas Yehuda Achiv and his brother, v'shimesh tachtav, and end up serving as Kohen Gadol. In his place. So Atayom Ha'ayom Ra'at Iman, mother saw that Shnei Banea Kohen Gadolim, that both her sons were had the acted as Kohen Gadol. right? So Shivat Banim Ayol, she had 7 sons, Elul HaKimchit, V'kulam Shimshu B'Kohen, and all of them acted as a Kohen Gadol. Now, the Mefarshim explained here it wasn't under tragic circumstances, because you assume if doesn't one have to die for another son to be Kohen Gadol? Not necessarily. We saw in the previous case, it could be some sort of psul, some temporary psul that another Kohen can stand in. Shushu was Zocha, if you like to see all the sons being Kohen Gadol, 7 of them. Shachul v'amru l'kimchit, ma masim tovim, with what zchut do you have in your hand? Famous story. So Amra lahen, shetim yavo alai imra, o korot beiti saroshi. Extra level of tznius, that her even the walls of her house never saw her hair. V'imrat chalukim, or the hem of her chaluk or a tunic or something like that. So she tucked herself even the privacy of her home with high levels of tznius. That's the idea. So Amrin kol kimchaya. Kimchin, but kimcha de kimchit is solet. It's a nice play on words. All kemach is regular kemach, but the kemach of kimchit is fine flour. So she, if you like, took it up another level. And it says, Karolava pasuk kol kvodah b'melech pnimah. That's referring to the pasuk Jen understood as being referred to the act of sniot of a woman of royalty, if you like. However, and it says, mimishpetzot ha-zahav levusha. Now, the play on Michel de Bouchard means she's zochah to have a son who wears a mishpesot zahav, meaning the breastplate and like to enter the Beis HaMikdash, meaning Kohen Gadol. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Yachol yeh mashuach milchama mevi aseret teifa. We've just introduced, if you remember, this Kohen mashuach milchama, the special anointed one that goes out to war. Would he also be considered like anointed in the sense he has to bring a special korban every day, like the Kohen Gadol? So it says, Tamalomar tachtav mibanav, meaning the whole pasuk that talks about Serifah, v'akonam Mashiach tachtav mibanav yaseh otah chok olam la'Hashem kalel toktar. That is only etchebanav banav or benomet tachtav. That's only regarding Kohen Gadol, whose son is meant to take his place. That's maybe Aseret Tifa. But she'enu bonam tachtav, but I'm sure melchama is not one of the things the son's meant to take his place. Enu bavi Aseret Tifa. Okay. Uminayin la mashuach melchama she'en bonam. How do you know that's not one of these things? Mashuach melchama, the son's meant to take his place. Tamalom ha'shivat yamil bi'abishem ha'kohen v'gomer. Critical gomer again. Tishivayim v'abatcha tachtav mibanav asher yavo el ohel moed l'asher b'kodesh. So the pasuk that connects him and his sons is only the one that's going l'asher b'kodesh, meaning etshu Ba el ol moed, that who goes and serves inside the moel, like acting a kohen gadol, there's b'kodesh, but no, that's whose son comes tachtav. Ve'eshu ba el ol moed, that doesn't go to moed, there's b'kodesh, ein bono me tachtav. Okay. Uminayin, how do we know? Shu mitmane liot kohen gadol. How do we know the Mashuach milchama can be mitmane to be kohen gadol? How do we know? Because we see by Pinchas. Pinchas was nagid haya aleim lifnei Hashem. He was a Mashuach milchama. He went out to war to fight the benot. Become a Kohen Gadol himself. Okay? So Rabbi Yossi kadhave bay mekantra l'Rebbe Lazar b'Rebbe Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi wanted to rebuke Rebbe Lazar b'Rebbe Yossi, now rebuke him in what way? Pnei Moshe says that it was to rebuke him in ways that he wasn't being mocher, people that were doing averas. He wasn't, taking task with people and taking responsibility and saying, why, to try and stop a breach, stop people doing averes on Israel. That's one way. However, Reb Chaim explained it like the, really, it sounds like the Korban HaEda, who says that he wasn't learning with the same energy as he was used to learning when he was younger. Like, you're hitting early retirement, type of rebuke. So he says, what would he say? He would compare him to Pinchas. That was when Pinchas Hayala, Avar Male, Lifnim Hashem Imo. Now, Pinchas and Nagid Hayal Aleim Lifnim Hashem Imo. What's Lifnim Hashem Imo? Seems to imply that it was in the past. Is there that it was a closer relationship to Hashem? Because Bimei Zimri Micha or Bnei Pileg Shigeva Lo. Because in time of Zimri, he stood up and was Mocheh. That's why you can see what the Pnei Moshe talks about doing him being Mocheh. However, in Pileg Shigeva, where it was another tragedy in Am Yisrael, he wasn't Mocheh. He didn't get involved in that. Okay, he wasn't Moser Nafsholim Chot b'Bnei Giva, the Maasim Sheh Regalim. Okay, fine. Uminayin Shaya Oved B'Sheva. How do we know that the Mashuach Milchama would Oved? Now, actually, what Oved is, we'll get to that soon. With meaning 8 begadim of the Kohen Gadol. It says Rav Bar Chiya B'Shem Rav Yochanan Ubigdei Kodesh Asher Aharoni Yulavanav Acharav. What's Lavanav? Acharav. What's after him? Achrav, Achrav, another heightened Kohen position that is after him. So that's a, he understands allusion to the Kohen Moshuach Milchama. So Uminaishunish al Bashmonev, because they were Nishal Borivatumim in Milchama, what they should be doing. So, and how do we know he would wear the Chamisha Begadim of the Kohen Gadol? Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Imi says, Bisham Yochanan, Ubig de Kodesh al Aron, Yulevanav, Uma Tomelom Acharav, Luktusha Shel Acharav. So, similar type of drasha. Now, what's interesting here is another important gerusa change. Nishuna Nuschaot, it says as follows Amar Le immediately after. Rav Yonah, Imchaiti, I was with you. Lo Omer Oved Ela Nishal. The whole drasha has nothing got to do with being Oved Bishmona Bagadim. Rather, it's got to do with being Nishal Bishmona Bagadim. Meaning the Kohen, the Kohen Moshe Gamal wouldn't Oved, wouldn't do Avod and Beis HaMikdash in Eipa garments. The whole question of the garments and the drasha from the pasuk is only regarding Nishal Arim Tovim, which is a requirement by the law. So, but the question then is okay, then Bekamahu Oved. The Mashuach Melchama, how many garments would he wear? Regular Kohen Gadol, four, wear the eight. So, Aiti Rav Hoshai Matniti Debar Kafri Midroma Vatana, Ein Oved. He couldn't do Avodah Meis HaMikdash. Arba Shel Kohen Yedov, Bashmana Shel Kohen Gadol. He couldn't do any Avodah. But why not? So, Amar Rav Ba Bedinaya, really, he could Oved Ba'arba. He could really work, do Avodah in four, because he's a regular Kohen in that respect. He's not a Kohen Gadol Nishevud. He's only Kohen like Mashuach Melchama. So Velama Omer, and again, the Shmona Bagenim is a special drush. He has to wear those Shmona for Nishal Barim Tumim, but it's not like a Kohen Gadol. So Velama Amru Ein Oved, but why then do we say he can't do Ein Avod at all? Shelo Yomrim Ra'ino Kohen. Now here Gadol. So people that say, now a bit of a Gersa addition here. The people would say we saw Kohen Gadol that sometimes he does Avodah with four and sometimes he does Avodah with eight. Pamim Shoved Shmona Arba. Because people think that they saw this individual wearing the Shmona Megadim when Nishal Barim Tumim, and they're sitting with Migdash looking like a normal Kohen. So, what the Kohen Gadol can, you know, he gets to choose his wardrobe? And that'll be a mistake. So the Gemara says, He says, what type of mistake are people going to make? When is he wearing the Shmona Begadim? Not when he's Oved HaBeis Mikdash, only when he's Nishal by the battlefield. So why would people mix up between a practice happens outside and a practice is happening inside? People would say, oh, they'll understand. This is an exceptional circumstance. He's outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, V'chi Rabbi Tarfon Rabban Yisrael lo ta'a ben tkiat hakel tkiat korban. Says, listen, people can make mistakes like that. Even Rabbi Tarfon, Rabban Yisrael made a mistake between practices outside the avoda and it was part of the avoda. Dichtiv, that the coin in the blue of the chatzotrot have to be tmim, can't have to be bamum. Lo ba lemumin div Rabbi Akiva. Amol Rabbi Tarfon ekapech et banai. It's a type of curse, he says. Im lo ra'iti Shimon achi ima chiger. He was a chiger. He was lame. Bechat miraglav. So that's a mum. Ve'omer ba'azarai. He was standing in Azarai bechatzotrot. Ba'yado betokei. He was playing chatzotrot. What do you mean a kohen ba'mum can't play chatzotrot? I saw it. So Amar and he swore by it. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. One second. What chatzotrot was he blowing? Shema lo ra'itiv ela b'shat hakel. Maybe it was a chatzotrot playing not part of the avoda, but it was the chatzotrot in blue. It was part of hakel. So that's a mix-up, as you can see, between chutz and pnim. I'm talking about when it's a balmum pasul only b'shat korba. So Amar lo ra'itav banayim. Again, it's like he placed a curse on it. Shelo amin or small. In other words. I knew who Shamati, I think another Gersa here is, let me double check. Ani hu Shara'iti, Velo Hayali Lefaresh, Vata Doresh Maskim Shmua, Hakol Presh Mimcha Mefaresh Chaim. In other words, it's an admission that you're indeed correct, that that's what I saw it was part of the Hakel and not this, and I wasn't, and it was a mix up. And then anyone who separates from you, Kiyu Presh Mechayav is separating for life. In other words, but the point of the story is, once again, you even see Rabbi Tarfon that made a mix-up between Chutz and Pnim, so therefore there's a good reason to say that the Kohen Mashum Mechama, after he's already done Nish'al Barim V'Tumim in the Shmona Begadim, he can't do Avodah Beis HaMikdash at all anymore. Because people will think, oh, I saw him in Shmuel Begadim, and he's going inside his ring. I'm beginning, that must mean a Kohen Gadol can be wear whatever he likes, which would be a mistake. Okay. Gemara says, if you keep a Kohen Hashem Shach Oto, Umata Malomar, Lifi Kushukol Parsha, Ne'emar Ba'aron, Ein Li Al Aron Atzmo Minayin Ba'Kohen Acher, Lomar Hashem Shach Oto. So, here we're talking about Avodah Yom Kippur. And it's the Kohen that is Hashem Shachoto does Avodah. Okay? Now it says, how do we know that even, firstly, it's only talking about Aaron. How do we know that it refers to even future Kohen Gadol? It says, anyone is Mashuach. So, Ein Mashuach Mashuach v'shem ha'mishcha. How do we Merubim begadim? Minayin tamal lomar, also v'shem alei yadol. Anyone who's inaugurated. Yafeh. Uminayin l'rabot Kohen acher ha'mitmaneh. Now, Kohen acher ha'mitmaneh is an interesting one. Kohen ha'mitmaneh is our case where there was a psul of a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. It specifically we say after Korban Torah to explain why. And therefore, this Sagan has to step in and continue Avodah and is able to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Okay? Only a Kohen Gadol could do so. Now, the reason why I said that it would happen after the Tamid Shel Shachar, and that's the way the Reb Chaim explained it back in Megillah, is because if it happened before, then the standing Kohen Gadol, he would be effectively Merubah Begadim because he's putting on all the garments to the Avodah in the morning. However, after the first Avodah in the morning, when Azu Bigdei Levan, he's not Merubah Begadim at that point. That's what the Gemara asks. So, first, we're saying the Mitmaneh, this deputy Kohen Gadol, a special drush that even though he wasn't Merubah Begadim because he didn't have a chance to, he's going to jump straight in to do the Avodah Bigdei Levan, that is included. Okay? That's also considered kasher to do this Avodah. Tabaloma v'chipera Kohen. So the question is then, how is he appointed then to the task? There's no begadim that he puts on to do avodah at that time. So the Gemara says, Rabban de Kisrin b'shem Rabbi Chias bar Yosef says bepeh, just a verbal appointment. You are Kohen Gadol. Take the step in now. That's sufficient. So that being the case, and Amar Rav Zeira hadad Amar Hashemem miskenim, we appoint miskenim bepeh, with even without smicha. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Ada Matnita Amar Ken Yedid, that's right. Why do we know that? Because we have the special story, if you remember, this is Mishnas with Mekavi Mehalalel. And they said to him, Chazar Bacha Ba'ar Dvarim, this is in the Horeo, no? That if you retract on four of these rulings that we don't agree with, then we'll make you abated. Mashma.
It's Gemur in Adios.
Ediot, correct, Yafeh. Mishnah, right? Shayiti Omer Vanascha abated. Israel, and we'll make you an avbeit in Israel. Mashma, b'chazara ba'alma, it seems to be, the Gemara is implying here, but if it was just simply b'chazer, the dibur ba'alma would be memanehim as avbeit. Okay. And so that's a drasha. Okay, the center. Well, thank you for everything else. Kaltov, have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.